More than 100 people gathered at Duluth Labor Temple to remember the 10 workers who lost their lives this past year. Of those 10, 8 workers from Superior died on the job. Duluth Labor's local 1091 business manager Dan Olson was born and raised in Superior. He says it's been a hard year for the city. He feels the loss of his friends Steve Arnovich and Scott and Joseph Kimmis.
Yeah, Joey and I were pretty tight. I'd sit out at Kimmis's dump and we'd sit there and argue with each other, and then we'd look at our watches and say, boy, we got to get back to what we were supposed to be doing here. And then we'd shake hands and go about what we were doing.
And mourn the loss of Joseph Kimmis, the third of operators local 139.
Mourn the loss of David Massetti Jr. of Steelworkers 2003 due to a work-related
also
accident.
Also like to remember Sergeant First Class Matthew Pionk, January 9th.
Superior Mayor Dave Ross and Duluth Mayor Don Ness called off the names of the 10 workers as they issued proclamations to the family members. One by one, they silently stepped forward.
Jason, we will always remember.
At the end of the ceremony, a tree was planted in memory of the workers.
And hopefully someday we can plant a tree, just because planting a tree is a good thing to do, but we won't need to do it in memory of anyone who lost their life on the job.
In Duluth, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.